You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire. New Zealand's Employment Court recently rejected an appeal by taxi and delivery company Uber to reverse its earlier ruling regarding the status of Uber drivers. In 2022, the Employment Court ruled that Uber drivers should be classified as employees rather than contractors. Uber then appealed the decision, with the Employment Court reaching its final verdict this week. Alongside this decision are discussions by Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Brooke Van Velden surrounding potential changes to how workers are classified. I speak to National Secretary of the Air 2 Union, Rachel McIntosh, about the appeal and potential upcoming legislation. So to start off with the Employment Court that's recently dismissed an appeal by Uber to overturn a previous ruling about how Uber drivers are classified, what was that initial ruling?
The initial ruling was that Uber's classification of their employees was wrong, so that they are actually employees, and the Court of Appeal has upheld that.
And why might Uber have wanted to classify its drivers as contractors rather than employees?
Well, it puts all the responsibility, all the risk and all the kind of downside of an employment relationship onto the worker. So it makes it much cheaper and much cheaper and much less responsibility on Uber, which enables them to make lots of profits without, and basically externalise all their costs onto the workers doing the work, and you know, no responsibility for them as workers.
And then aside from less cost to employees and less responsibility put on them, what are the other benefits to Uber drivers from the outcome of this case?
So Uber drivers are some of the most exploited people in the world. Their income is incredibly uncertain because of the way Uber had set up their business model. So when you're an employee, you have the right to certainty of income. You have the right to bargain collectively, and collective bargaining gets the best outcomes for workers. So you just look internationally, anywhere where collective bargaining is allowed, work is more decent, pay is better, conditions are better. So they've got the right to collectively bargain. They've got the right to paid holiday time, paid sick leave, and health and safety. And they've got the right to kind of justice if there's ever any dispute between them and their employer, because there's legal protections around all of those things.
Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Brooke Van Velden has been pushing changes to employment law regarding classifications of employees and contractors. How might those changes impact this case?
The changes that she has been intimating, we haven't seen the detail yet, basically would potentially overturn this case and go in the face of international law and internationally established rights for working people. So essentially what she's talking about is that if any employer has a worker sign something that says they're a contractor, then that worker would have no right to challenge that. So at the moment, the law says that the actual nature of the relationship is important, which means that if the boss is a boss, which means they control your hours, you know, they have say over what you do, and you have very little power. You're not like a plumber who can go somewhere else and do other work and pick your clients. If the actual nature of the relationship is one of employment, then you are an employee and you have those rights. You have the right to sick pay, you have the right to holiday pay, you have the right to a written employment agreement and the right to bargain collectively. Now, what the minister is talking about is that, so you just imagine you're a worker, you've got not much choice, you know there's high unemployment, you can't live on the dole, and somebody offers you work and they put a thing under your nose saying you're a contractor, got very little choice but to sign it. If what the minister is proposing happens, then you are stuck that way forever. So basically taken back to the 19th century before there were employment rights. That's what she's proposing, and that's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, and has Uber had any influence on the development of this law, perhaps?
It's hard to say whether she's got a direct relationship with Uber, but certainly we know that the general approach of the ACT Party, their philosophy is in favour of low responsibility and high ability to maximise profits on corporates and on businesses, and low regard for the rights of working people. So it kind of fits that her thinking would be, from what we know of ACT Party philosophy, in line with Uber's drive, because they are about individualism and basically the myth that the freedom that Uber drivers have is something that's valuable for them, when in fact that freedom is kind of the freedom to earn really bad pay, the freedom not to know what you're going to be doing tomorrow, the freedom not to have any sick pay or holiday pay or any justice if Uber decides to flick you for whatever reason.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Just that we are really pleased with this decision, and we think that all workers in this country in Aotearoa can take heart from that, that that's a powerful message to society, and the minister would do well to listen, take heed, and stop what she's proposing for contractors.
That was National Secretary of Air 2, Rachel McIntosh, speaking to me about the classification of Uber workers and the company's recent appeal to the Employment Court.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.